The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Chof Aleph. The paradox that we find in the Svarim of Shlomo HaMelech, which is discussed in the daf in front of us. On the one hand, Shlomo HaMelech wrote B'tzirusoi, stated Shlomo HaMelech wrote Sefer She'ashirim, B'ziknusoi wrote Sefer Koheles, where the two seem to be opposite. She'ashirim is the great song of love between the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael. Koheles is Kuloi, being Mahabal Olam Hazeh, Kuloi Yerushamayim, Kuloi, that a person is going to give a din v'cheshmen. There's a day of reckoning after a person lives for everything he's done. So if Dovra Kol Nishmor as well, Kim Yerov as Mitzvos of Shmor Kizek Ala Adam. It's all about Yerushalayim. It's all about Din VeChesmin. It's all about Los and Lovay. These two seem to be a paradox, and the Gemara describes this by saying that he wrote it Biziknusay B'tzirusay, which does not mean that Shlomo HaMelech was young and enthusiastic, Chalila, and then he became old and cynical. What it means is there's two different parts of a person. There are two different koichs and nefeshim which come to a person. There's a hisgalus of emes and different facets and different focus in avodas Hashem. Both are true, but both come to a person in a different moment of hisgalus, a different moment of revelation. There's a matzav that a person has, which is b'tzirusoi, where he feels a rush of enthusiasm for dedicating himself to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to Torah, to Klal Yisrael. And there's a matzav hanefesh, is a state of being which is called biziknusoi, where a person realizes how everything is passing, everything is fleeting, and both are true, both are important, and a person really has to be able to deal with both at the same time. There's a famous Chassidish saying where it says that a person has to walk around in his pocket. He has to have a coin which on one side says bishvili nivroel, a person has to be filled with a tremendous amount of a tremendous feeling of self-importance, in the sense of knowing that everything he does is valuable. He has to have an importance of his own sense of self, to know that he can accomplish great things for the world, to have the confidence to move him forward to accomplish great things in Torah and Avodas Hashem. On the other hand, the other side of the coin, the saying goes, is la'ofarat ha'toshav. A person has to realize that he's transient, he's passing. Nothing is going to be left of him. Lachem eveshem. He has to chaperayim while he's here. And this, as the Chassidish saying goes, the chokhmas achayim is to know when to look at which side. And that's really what it boils down to, as far as the biziknusim tzirusim, and a healthy human being is a blend of both. As far as divrei soifrim, which is the subject of the Agadta Gemara on our daf, there's also a paradox of sorts. The Gemara Amid Beis brings the pasuk in Keheles, V'yoysim mehem b'ni yizor asoy svarim harbe, b'ni yizor b'divrei soifrim, yoysim b'divrei teru, sh'divrei teru yeshva maseva loyse, v'divrei soifrim kol oifra al divrei soifrim chayiv miso. Chazal give us a tremendous sense of Yerushalayim when it comes to tampering, being mezalzel in divrei chachomim. The Gemara says, why wasn't, we'll get to this in a second, why weren't the divrei seifrim written? But there's the pasuk in Keheles, which is telling us the yachas that a yid has to have to divrei seifrim, the koloiva divrei seifrim chayiv miso. Rabbeinu Yonah speaks about this barichus in the beginning of his discussion of divrei seifrim, shari gimel of shari tshuva. On the other hand, the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the sefer of B'tzirusa, the sefer of enthusiasm, the sefer of Ava, as opposed to Yira, talks about Ki Toivim Deidecha, the beginning of Shir Hashim, Yishokenim Yishikas Piu, Ki Toivim Deidecha Miyoyin, and Chazal Darshan, Ki Toivim Deidecha. Deidecha is the advances of the beloved, Ki Toivim Deidecha, which refers to Divrei Soifim. More beloved by the Rebbeinu Shalom is the Divrei Soifrim that Klal Yisrael offers to the Rebbeinu Shalom of their own volition. The Kiyum HaTorah and Mitzvahs, which is Mechuyiv in Divrei Soifrim, Takonos and Gzeris Midivrei Soifrim, and mitzvahs from Divrei Sofrim, as opposed to Divrei Torah. It's more chaviv the Divrei Sofrim than Divrei Torah. So on the one hand, there's a yachas with Divrei Sofrim, where we find expressed by Chazal that the love of Klal Yisrael and the enthusiasm of Klal Yisrael for giving themselves for Mesiris Nefesh, for the Rabban Shalom, is expressed specifically in Divrei Sofrim. On the other hand, there's a yachas of fear, of yiru, of stepping back, of offense, not allowed to be breached, which is expressed in the Kolay Val Divrei Sofrim Chai Misa. And, like we just said, the truth is both. The yachas to dinim d'rabban has to be one of respect, of fear, and on the other hand, there's a feeling of enthusiasm. Let's add one more piece to this. The paradox has to do with a person, the way a yid should look at the whole Olam Hazeh. On the one hand, this world is a dangerous place. Neshama comes down from the Olam Ha'emes, comes into this world, this place, like the Mesillas Yesharim says in the first paragraph, is full of pitfalls. This world is a battlefield full of landmines. Whatever you step on could explode, and you have to pick your way amongst the mines and make sure to make it through the battlefield unscathed. That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a scary place, and there's a yachas which that engenders, which is a yachas of yiru. Person has to be afraid. On every tzad or shal that a person turns, there's possibilities for slipping up. The Yetzirah, the Sitra Acher is constantly trying to slip up Klal Yisrael. There's Nisyonis, there's wherever we look, there are ways for us to trip. And because of that, we have to add, and keep on adding, as the days go on, we add more and more Takonis, Siogim, and Gzeris in order to safeguard our Kiyum Teru Mitzvahs. That's on the one hand. That's the Ziknusa, the Kohelezdika way of looking at Olam Hazeh. On the other hand, Olam Hazeh is a place of Kulei Abba. It's a place a person is born into this world. When a baby is born into this world, it's a tremendous cause for Simcha. Because when we see a child being born, what we see is a world of unlimited opportunities stretching in front of this child. And that's where all of us should wake up every morning when we see the sun shining, or even if it's cloudy and overcast, one should see the sun behind the cloud, behind the showers, and one realizes that life is one great mishta shel simcha with the Rabban Shalom. Life is one great opportunity for growth. Life, every single day in life, is an unfolding adventure of opportunity. And the combination of the enthusiasm, the betzirusoy matzv that a person has to walk around with, and the understanding, the ziknusoy, that a person realizes that there's a caution. On the one hand, the person wants to drive quickly down the highway of life. On the other hand, there's a sign that says, caution, speed bumps ahead. It's both. Life is both. Life is a straight highway on a sunny road, and while life is also full of pitfalls and speed bumps, etc. The Gemara, in expressing the fact that Divrei Sofrim, person who's mezalzel on Divrei Sofrim, is chayv misa, the lashon is very strong. The Gemara is expressing more than just a threat against somebody who's over. The Gemara is expressing something very profound about the nature of Divrei Sofrim, and this fits into what we're saying. The Maral, in the one of the Maral's classic swans, the Sefer Ber HaGoylo, where the theme of the Sefer is showing the depth of wisdom in every one of Chazal's statements. Those that think that Divrei Chazal are just Mishalom, or just general fanciful statements, and they don't realize that every word of Chazal is heavy with meaning. Maral wrote a whole Sefer, a classic, called Ber HaGoylo, to give a proper perspective, a proper chinuch, and how to learn up Divrei Chachom, Divrei Chazal. That's one of the Maral's big themes in all Svan, but specifically in Ber HaGoylo. And over there, in the Ber HaRishon, the Maral explains that the reason why there's a specific Chayiv Misa said by Chazal on Kol HaIvur, Kol HaMezalzel on Divrei Sofrim, the reason for that is because he says like this. He says that Rotzen HaBoyri, as expressed in the Mitzvahs HaTorah, in the Tayag Mitzvahs, is something, he says, which is otherworldly. Dvar Hashem, Versteitzach, by its nature, issues from a world which is not ours. It's from an Olam HaRuchni. We live in Olam HaGashmi. And Dvar Hashem, Atar Reis Ladas, Geshem Elokim, in order for the Rebbe Shem to come down to give the Torah, there had to be a parting of the Rekia to come down from the Olam HaRuchni into the Olam HaGashmi. By nature, Torah, Ritzoyne Yisborak, is a Dover Ruchni, is Kulay Ruchni. Divrei Soifrim, he says, on the other hand, since it comes from a human mind, Chazal, Beruach, Kotchom, were goyzer, door after door, various takonas to safeguard Kiyum Teru Mitzvahs. Divrei Soifrim, by their very nature, is something that's Gashmi. It's not Gashmi, it's in the sense of a bag of potato chips, but Gashmi is in the sense of something that has a Tvisa, like the Gemara tells us, that Beshosh Shleima Gozar, Erevin until Sidayim, he Shlomo Melech created Yodayim for Torah to be Chal. The Divrei Soifrim is so to speak the handle. What is a handle? A handle is you have something that's too heavy to grasp, you can't hold on to it. You have a handle by which to hold on to a kli. Torah is something which is otherworldly. Ritzoni is Baruch is Kulei Ruchni. The kli Gashmi to hold on to that in this world, in the world of Gashmi, is the Divrei Soifrim which give it the ability to be in the sky. This that the Gemara says, if Divrei Sefer is so important, Mipnei Malo Nichtav, the Gemara says, in the same Gemara, halfway down on Amud Beis, Omakro Asoy Svarim Harbe Enkeit, the Pasuk tells us that Divrei Soifrim are important in the sense that they are Torah Shebal Peh. Again, what's the yachas of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav? Maral says the same point. The Torah Shebichsav, picture a tree. The roots, which don't exist in the world that we see in front of us, happens to be that in a physical tree growing from the ground, the roots are deep inside the ground. The reason why they don't live in the world that we could see to the naked eye, they're below the ground, is because they're below. In the Olam HaRuchni, when we're talking about a person, when we're talking about Torah, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadah, a person's Shroshim, the Shroshim Nishmasoi, where a person is Chotzuv Mitachas Kisei HaKavir, are above. They don't exist in this world. The Koich HaNefesh that we see of a person is only the lowermost part of a person which emanates into this world. But really, every person has his source as a spiritual entity in worlds that we can't even talk about in words. And the same is true of Torah. Torah is a Dover Ruchni, and it emanates into the Olam HaAsiyah, down through the Olamos, the Olam HaAtzilus, the Olam HaBriah, the Olam HaYetzirah, and the Olam HaYetzirah, the Olam HaBriah, into the Olam HaAsiyah. What we see is the tree, the way we see a tree in this world. We don't see the roots. The roots is Torah Shebichsav. The roots are several. For Tariag roots, there's millions and millions and hundreds of thousands of halachas, the varied details of Teresh Baal Peh. That's the yachas of Teresh Baal Peh and Teresh Baal Peh. See, the Maral explains again that Torah, in its pure form, Ritzoni Yisborach, and Teresh Baal Peh, is something which is otherworldly. The Kli, which gives us the ability to connect with Torah, are the halachas of Teresh Baal Peh, which we have a relationship with in this world. More specifically, the Divrei Sofrim, which are conceived by the human mind, even though it's a human mind, Chazal, which was empowered, Beruach Kodshom of Chazal, that they knew what to be Goyzer, what not to be Goyzer, but the Yachas that a person has with it is something that's more physical, which is why, if a person is Oiver, Al Divrei Sofrim, he's Chayiv Misa in a way that even Divrei Torah would not be Chayiv, for the very simple reason that the Oynish is something physical, because the Zilzul Divrei Sofrim is a Zilzul in something which is physical, which is Nitfas in Olam Hazeh. Zilzul and Dover Ruchni, Cholila, carries with it an Oynish which is otherworldly, which is Lost Lover, Olam Habo. Masha'en Kein, the Chayim Misa of Divrei Sofrim is because Divrei Sofrim is something that's here in this world. My says, as far as my Gdashim tell us, in the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vovke, the Shem Hashem, which carries the different letters are connected to different stages of his Galus, of Ritzon Yisborach in this world, the Yud, the first Yud, is connected to Sisrei Torah. That part of Torah which is hidden, which is the super roots of Torah. The Hey, Yud, and then the Hey is Torah Shebichsav. The Vov is the Mishnah, where the Ois Vav is the what's called by the Svarim Vav HaChibur, the letter that connects two different ideas, the letter that connects two different things, the Vav, the V of and, of connection. The Ois HaChibur is the Vav. Why is that? Because the Teresh Baal Peh, the Mishnayis, is that which takes the roots of the tree. There's the Sisrei Teri, which is the source of all, the source of all Oyer, of all Toiv, of all Torah, and the Hay, which is the Teresh Baal Sav, which has in it Merumas in the Teresh Baal Sav, is all of Teresh Baal Peh. The Vav is the Teresh Baal Peh, the source of Teresh Baal Peh. Ultimately, and that's the real Mokam HaChibur between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, the last Hay, which is the emanation of the Shem Havayah down into the Olam Asiyah, down to the world that we live in, is the Pulpul Shel Torah, which is the Gemara, which is the Svaris, the Poiskim, the Kashis, the Terutzim. The way that we connect, that we become a Chubur to the Rebbein Shem's Torah, is not even through a learning of halachas. We can learn halachas, we can know what to do, but the way we become one with Torah is by connecting with the Svaras HaTorah, with the depths of Torah, learning the rationalizing the truth of Torah, and that comes from learning a sugya. A person learns biyun. A person is connected with the give and take, the analytical give and take of a sugya. He's connecting with Torah more than by kiyum HaTorah, of keeping the halachas. So really what we have in front of us in this Sugya and Erevin is really a complete picture, this connection, this connection between Av and Yira, this connection between Teresh Baal Kesav and Teresh Baal Peh, Divrei Torah and Divrei Sofrim, Derais and Derabonon, the Olam HaZayon and Olam HaZayon. It's all one picture of Shleimus, which the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has given to us. In order to connect with him, we need to be mezchaber to the Chelek HaLamala, we need to create the Kalim for connection with him, and that's the Chelik of Teresh Baal Peh, that's the Chelik of the Pulpula Shel Torah, and that's the Chelik of the Divrei Sofrim, which give us the Yad, as the Gemara says, to connect with the Chelik that's Lamala, that Chelik of Teresh Baal Chesav, of pure Ritzon Yisbarach, which exists in the Olam HaZayon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.